Action, I tell you. We must act now. For too long, this government has been doing things I just don't like. Things I dislike. Things that don't please me. Not to mention the things they haven't done which I would like, which would please me. This government, like so many governments before it, has ruined this country. Now is your chance to elect another party. A party that won't make promises and then let you down. A party, in fact, that won't make promises. I promise you nothing, therefore I can't let you down. The only thing we here at the Party can promise is that any promise we make will be broken. I promise you that. So, remember, a vote for the Party is a vote for change, a vote for common sense, and one more vote than we got last time. Thank you very much.
The year 1993. The scene, London, England. The time, 10 to midnight. The weather, chilly with bright periods later on. George Simpson, insurance clerk ordinaire, and his wife, Liz, a shorthand typist, are sitting in their tooting home in Fulham, enjoying a rare evening in together, away from the hustle-bustle of hustle-bustlers. There wasn't a hustler-bustler in sight, and everything seemed quite normal.
It's been an enjoyable rare evening in together, dear.
Yes, it has, George, and everything seems quite normal, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Liz.
And indeed, everything was normal. Very normal. Anyway, I'm the narrator. Hello. And every time you hear my voice, you can rest assured that any little queries you might have will shortly be answered. So, kiddies, as we leave George and Liz, hopefully never to return, not 2 miles away, nor 47 miles away, nor indeed 169 miles away, but in fact 83 miles away in the tiny village of Microcosm, things, although fairly normal, were somewhat more interesting. It was unreal, an odd little spot where some stereotype characters were sitting around waiting for a sitcom to start. We joined them in the local pub, aptly named, can you guess? Yes, the Bull Peg and place that sells alcohol to people in, which, due to a continuity error, is still open at 10 to midnight. Oof, I told you this was an odd little place, didn't I?
All I'm saying, Penny, is that I could be off somewhere else instead of lying around here waiting for a sitcom to start.
What does it matter, Dan? You're dying anyway.
Well, I could be dying somewhere else instead of dying around here, Penny.
Dan, we are being paid.
I know we are, Penny.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, Penny, please don't argue. I'm dying of an unknown disease that hasn't been discovered yet.
Oh, God, Dan, you're off again. Why do you always have to go through this tedious process of character development?
What tedious process of character development?
You're always at it.
Oh, come on. All I'm not saying is that my name's Dan Dying. I'm 34, 6'1". I have a curly mop of blonde hair, a small scar on my left wrist, hazel eyes, and I happen to be dying of an unknown disease which nobody can diagnose, which makes me rather unique and of which I'm secretly rather proud. That's all I'm not saying, Penny.
Oh, I see. Oh, for a minute I thought you were developing your character.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, so you're not a 35-year-old brunette who is a socialist millionairess who works in the perfume business and who has difficulty reconciling her socialist principles with her incredible personal fortune?
No.
But that must be me, then.
Television repairing, that's what I'm about. No, boy, it's a jolly good job and I enjoy it very much. I'm a cheery sort of bastard, for which I apologise. Still, enough of this gay banter. I'm a TV repairman and presumably there's a TV that needs repair, or I'm some sort of red herring.
No, you're not a red herring, because our TV's not working.
Oh, what's the problem?
Well, it goes on okay, and it goes quite nicely for a while.
Well, thank you, Sir Tory, for your comments. And we can see from our instant opinion polometer that 33% of the nation agreed with what you said, 28% didn't, 5% couldn't understand your accent, and a staggering 38% of our viewers have just made themselves a refreshment rather than listen to you. Bob?
Yes, interesting statistics. I can also tell you that of the 38% who made a refreshment, 20% made tea, 8% coffee, 4% took alcohol, and 6% don't know what it was they made. And it's interesting that of the 6% who don't know what they made, 2% are women, and one of them is wearing pink socks.
Sir Tory, your reaction?
Pink socks. I can't stand them myself.
If I could come in at this point.
Yes, if you could, what would you say?
Not much, but I'd certainly disagree with Satori.
Well, you can't come in at this point, so there.
As it happens, we at the Alliance rather like some pink socks. I wonder what your opinion polometer would make of that.
Well, if I can come in, our polometer shows that an astonishing 84% of our interviewees aren't wondering what our opinion polometer makes of that. 6% are vaguely interested, and I understand that the person who didn't know what drink she'd made and was wearing the pink socks in the first place has taken her socks off.
And we have a result from Town Name South. Tory hold Town Name South with a swing away from the Tories of 5%, most of the votes having been picked up by the Alliance. Sir Tory?
Oh, very happy with it. It's just what I expected in, where was it?
Town Name South.
Yes, yes, just what I expected in Town Name South. It's a sort of swing away one would expect at this time of night.
Jeremy, you must be disappointed.
No, no, of course not. No, that's an increase for us. Very pleased. Second place will do us very nicely. And let me tell you, if we had proportional representation...
No, I won't let you tell me. Joan, you must be disappointed.
Disappointed? Nonsense. Great result. Delighted.
But you were third.
I know. We didn't want that bloody seat. Town Name South, you can have it.
Labour has held Other Place West.
Now that's the seat we wanted. Other Place West, great seat.
Oh, you must be kidding. Everyone knows Other Place West, a lousy seat. You can keep it. Give us Town Name South any day of the week.
Jeremy, disappointed?
No, certainly not.
But you lost.
Oh, yes, we lost. But by God, we're sure winning the argument for PR.
Bob?
Yes, some interesting figures coming up. 23%. That's an interesting one. Quite low, really. Also, 89%, which is very high. It's almost 90%, which is incredible, really. And apparently the square root of 36 times 84 divided by pi is 314.672, a result which, quite frankly, has surprised me.
And then after a while, it just gives up completely.
It's the plug! You don't need a TV repairman, you need an electrician. As luck would have it, there's an electrician I know walks past this pub with nothing to do every night just about this time. As it happens, I'm a helpful type with a couple of minutes to spare, so I could pop out and get him. Not at all. Pleasure. Au revoir, mes amis.
And so everything seemed quite normal. And the election results? Well, no surprises there yet.
Who on earth was that?
Don't worry, it was just the narrator. He's anarchic.
Electrics, that's my game. I love it. Great job. Makes the hairs on my chest stand up, it does. Never happier than when. Need a new plug, I hear.
Have you got one?
Yes, right here in my bag, just underneath that new character.
New character?
Yeah, found him hanging around outside. Thing is, the narrator didn't know how to work him in. So I says... Tell you what, Naz, I'm just nipping in to change a plug. Got a bit of room in my bag. Pop him in here. He'll be in no time. So here he is, Norman Anomaly.
What?
Out you come, Norman.
You know what this means, don't you?
No, what?
More character development.
They wouldn't dare.
Hello there. Norman Anomaly is the name. Character development's the game. 62, slightly balding, ex-army man, large moustache, of working class stock. A corner shop shopkeeper who is a staunch Tory.
Told you.
You don't look a day over 30.
I know, bit of a cock-up on the casting. Still, we'll just have to make the best of it.
That's it then, fix the telly.
But you haven't done anything.
That's right. But you're forgetting one thing. This is Microcosm.
Raise a point with you, Sir Tory. We've just heard that your wife has run off with your campaign manager. Are you disappointed by that?
No, not at all. It's just the sort of reaction one expects at a general election. Very happy.
Are you taking the piss?
But you must be disappointed. 23 years, happily married, I mean...
No, really great. Thrilled to bits. Just what I wanted.
But we have heard reports that you threw a punch at the man concerned.
Well, that's just the sort of swing you'd expect at this stage in the proceedings.
Are you sending up my speech defense?
No, really, I'm not. I think this happens to every failed Member of Parliament.
And I understand, Joan, that somebody is sawing your leg off at this very moment.
Well, of course, that's just the sort of thing I'd expect you to say, Sir Robin.
I have a surprise result from someplace north. The Tories have been squeezed out, as has Labour and the Alliance, by the party-party candidate. And incredibly, the new MP for someplace north is a pantomime horse. And I believe we can go over now, live, to someplace north.
First of all, may I say that it's bloody hot in here. Secondly, to all those who voted for us, could I say a big, what the hell did you do that for? I don't want to be an MP. It was just a joke. I should just like not to thank the returning officer and the people who helped count the votes, but...
A panto horse in Parliament. Almost makes me feel like recovering.
Oh, come on, what if the whole country was run by a panto horse?
It'd be good fun.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't.
Bloody would.
No, it wouldn't.
And as more and more party candidates race past the post, carried through on a massive negative vote, so the arguments raged throughout the land. The country was in uproar.
This is Microcosm, sir.
Nervous. Thank you very much. Hopefully. Do you know where the Bull Peg and place that sells alcohol to people in is?
Sorry, sir. Ask a passerby. That's my advice.
Despondently. Oh, dear. What will I do? Inquiringly. Excuse me. I'm trying to get to the Bull Peg and place that sells alcohol to people in.
Ah, yes, sir. I think I can help you.
Good.
What you want is a passerby. Then you can ask to way. Now, if you go up there, left at lights, and then take first right, you should come across a passerby in Oddly Named Street.
Confused. Couldn't you tell me where the inn is?
Oh, sorry, sir. I'm afraid I'm not a passerby.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. If you notice, I haven't passed you by yet. I'm just about to turn round and go back to where I came. As I say, you'll get a passerby in Oddly Named Street. I'm afraid I'm just an unhelpful sod.
Despairingly. Hey, wait a minute. Silence. Under his breath. Unhelpful sod.
Yes?
What?
You called?
No, I said unhelpful sod.
Well, that's me, all right. Glad I couldn't oblige. Bye-bye.
Humph. Surprised. What happened to my footsteps? They just faded away. Phew, they're back. That's better. Ah, noticing. Here's Oddly Named Street. That was quick. Excuse me, are you a Oh, not you again.
Fred, so you got here too quickly. It normally takes 3 or 4 minutes from bus stop. The passerby isn't here yet.
Where is he?
In the street, number 33. He hasn't left home yet.
Purposefully. Right. Oh, shit, not again. Huh, amazing. Right outside number 33. This fading footsteps lark has its advantages.
Yes?
Hello, are you a passerby?
I beg your pardon?
Are you a passerby?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes.
You sound surprised.
Well, it's just that I don't get people ringing my doorbell and asking me if I'm a passerby, that's all.
Oh, I see. No, explaining. An unhelpful sod told me you lived here.
Oh, he didn't sound very unhelpful to me.
No, he is, I assure you.
Anyway, what do you want?
I want to get to the Bull Peg and place that sells alcohol to people in.
Oh, yes, you must be the trainee. Yes, well, it's quite simple. Go up to the end of the street and you'll find your footsteps will fade away. There'll be a short pause and they'll come back and you'll find yourself standing just outside it.
I see. So that's... up to the end of the street.
Yes.
My footsteps will fade away.
That's right. Short pause.
Short pause. Mm. They'll come back. I'm standing outside it.
That's it.
Well, gratefully. Thank you very much.
Oh, not at all. Delighted. It saves me going out, you know.
Sorry, could I possibly...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't realise you'd come into the hall.
Bye-bye. Here it is, right enough. Well, nervously, here goes. Hello.
nervously as there is no reaction. I'm Ali Alliteration. I'm the new trainee character for your sitcom. Actually, I'm a bit nervous because...
Shut up!
Ali shuts up.
And we're now joined by a gentleman who calls himself Action Man, the leader of the party who stood on the silly ticket. Good evening.
Good evening.
You don't seem very silly to me.
Hardly silly at all.
No, quite sensible, actually.
Action Man, if the present swing continues, you're widely tipped to be our next Prime Minister. What changes can we expect if you occupy number 10?
Not much, really. Apart from the curtains, maybe a new dishwasher. I was thinking of knocking the kitchen through to the cabinet room, maybe an extension out the back. At this stage, it's difficult.
No, from the point of view of governing the country.
Well, it's great. It's so handy for the Houses of Parliament. It's only 3 minutes' walk.
I didn't follow your campaign. What are your policies?
I can't actually remember. Something.
You don't have any policies?
I was going to mention that. You don't happen to have any spare ones hanging around, do you? Just a few old ones, bottom drawer stuff, just to be going on with.
You must have some policies.
Must I?
Well, yes, that is the general idea.
Okay, I'll have one.
What is it, then?
Well, just that we should have change.
No rationale?
Change.
And that's your only reason?
Exactly. Just for a bloody change.
Well, that's no criterion for change.
Good. That's what we need. Less criteria.
But this isn't silly.
Okay. Better distribution of speech defects.
No, still not silly enough.
Compulsory custard pies in the face every Saturday.
That's pathetic. It's almost sensible.
Hopping to work.
Oh, this man's a wit. If you're going to be ridiculous, man, then be ridiculous.
Look, I only did it for a bet. I didn't expect to get this far.
Concerned. What's going to happen to the country?
Shut up. Who are you anyway?
Ali Alliteration. Explaining. I'm this new trainee character.
Trainee character?
Matter of fact, but with a hint of sarcasm, yes.
You mean this is a sitcom?
Well, yes, didn't you know?
So that explains why the TV repairman could mend the TV without touching it. Dan, we've finally done it. We're in a sitcom. 20 years of sitting around in this pub waiting for it to happen, and then, all of a sudden, when you're least expecting it, there it is, our first sitcom.
Oh, splendid. When?
Now, I think.
You mean it started?
Yes. I think we're about halfway through.
Well, thanks for telling us.
I thought you knew.
What's it about?
Does it matter? We're in one. That's the main thing.
I hope this old man I'm playing gets some good lines.
Me too.
It's a good line, that. Good fun. I like them.
So do I. I like good lines as well. They're my favourites. Tell you what I can't stand.
What's that?
Bad lines.
Oh, yes. They're awful, aren't they?
This is a good line.
What?
This line. This is a good line. Good line.
Excuse me. If you don't mind, where's the back door?
Through there.
Oh, thank you. Sorry to bother you.
Who's that?
TV repairman.
No, that was the electrician.
Pleased with himself. Actually, I've met him already. That's the passerby.
And so another day in Microcosm came to an end. And what an exciting day it had been, with the prospect of their own sitcom looming on the horizon. But little did they know, as they lay tucked up snugly in their beds, that all over the British Isles, numerous rather foolish individuals were now packing their bags and preparing to take their seats in the House of Commons. And the next morning, when the people of Microcosm woke up and turned on their television set, they watched in amazement as Action Man went to Buckingham Palace to meet the Queen.
Who's that?
Flummoxed. It sounds like the TV repairman, who sounds like the electrician, who sounds like the passerby.
Who is the narrator?
As a man who is trying to tell his first joke. Gosh, he gets all the bad jobs, doesn't he? Pause. There is no reaction. Ali withers.
And the next morning, when the people of Microcosm woke up and turned on their television set...
There he is again.
I think I'll turn in. I get awfully tired at my age, apparently. Well, not at my age, but the age I'm playing.
Oh, all right. So the people of Microcosm went quickly to bed.
Me too. Good night.
Had a very, very quick sleep, because early the next morning...
Think I'll probably die my sleep tonight.
When the people of Microcosm got up...
Not realising he is all by himself...
Night, everyone.
Oh, you stupid... They turned on the television set the following morning...
Oh, I'll forget it.
Halt! Who seeks an audience with Her Majesty?
Me.
OK, just like to make sure.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hello.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
Fine. Come in.
Oh, thanks very much. How's the old crown today, then?
It's a pity you're not allowed to see what's going on in there, isn't it?
Yeah, same, really. It'd be quite interesting.
Yeah, a lot more interesting than our conversations.
Yeah.
I suppose that's why we're beef eaters, and she's the queen.
Yeah, yeah. As they say, there's nothing as boring as a beef eater.
That's right. Look before you beef eat, mate. Yeah.
Too many beef eaters. Oh,
boring as hell.
Boring as hell. Yeah. Look, have we got to keep chatting till old actor man comes out again?
Apparently. Be about half an hour.
Well, my turn then.
Yeah.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with P.
Palace.
Yeah.
I spy with my little eye.
Try to be a bit more silly, action man.
Oh, I'll try, Q.
Take the pressure off of us for a bit.
Right, take care.
Who wants out?
Me.
Just checking.
Hey, action man, what you going to do with the royal family then?
What do you mean?
Why don't you move them onto a council estate?
Yeah, moving here yourself.
I don't think so, lads. See you.
Well, he's not very silly, is he?
When it comes to silly, we've got him whacked.
Hey, that was never half an hour.
Oh, Eugene. Time flies when you're playing I Spy.
How'd you make that noise, George?
I'm not sure. Good, isn't it?
Meanwhile, in microcosm, the villagers could hardly believe their eyes. Oh, for goodness sake. So surprised that they all fell fast asleep. And while the villagers dreamt of Action Man arriving at 10 Downing Street to take over his new job, Action Man was arriving at 10 Downing Street to take over his new job!
Keys under the mat, sir.
Under the mat?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a bit stupid, isn't it?
I thought you might appreciate it.
Pretty poor security, if you ask me.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Thought it might appeal to your sense of humour. I'll get rid of him if you want to.
No. Bring him over here.
Oh, sir, I was going to give him a stiff kicking, sir.
Look, I can't be bothered with you stereotype policemen. Just bring him over.
I'll accept a bribe.
Just get him. So, that's my life story up to now.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Shut up! Sorry.
So, who are you?
Man 3, but please, call me 3.
Okay, 3. It's nice to meet you.
And you. I've supported you for years, PM.
I'm not listening!
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yes, PM.
Please call me P.
P.
Tell you the truth, 3. This whole thing has got out of hand.
Well, just turn it off at the mains.
Thanks. Never have been very good with kettles. Coffee?
No, thanks, Pete.
Good. Never been very good with coffee either.
Can't hear you!
Are you sure you're okay, Trey?
Yes, it's all right, yeah. It's just that I've always wanted to have hallucinations. I don't know why, it just appealed. And I keep hearing this voice telling me I can't. It keeps saying, I'm not an hallucination. You can't see me, can you?
It can't be easy for you.
Oh, it's okay. It's just something I've affected over the years.
Well, look...
Shut up!
I need your help, 3. I mean, let's face it, you're a much better loony than I'll ever be.
Oh, thanks very much.
I'm just not silly enough to run this country. I haven't even got any silly policies.
Well, they probably wouldn't get through anyway.
With a majority of 629? Hey, how do you fancy being a life peer?
Oh, yeah, well, OK.
Right, you help me with my first broadcast to the nation, I'll make you a life peer.
Seems reasonable.
It does so!
We haven't got long, 3.
Look, we'll tack something together. There's plenty of old speeches in this box here.
While P and 3 went under the stairs, it transpired that a little man who lived in a cave in the north of Scotland...
Hey, excuse me, what about us? This is our sitcom, isn't it?
We haven't said anything for ages.
People have forgotten I exist. I'm an important character.
What about me? I'm doing nothing. Look, it says here, in this scene, Ali Alliteration does nothing, very quietly. Now, it's not much of a part.
This would never have happened in Bristol.
Oh, certainly not to Lionel.
No, certainly not old Lionel. Not in Bristol.
Or Derek.
Oh, no, not Derek.
Derek in Cardiff is possible, but not since Morris.
Would it have happened to Alicia?
I'm not sure. Anyway, the point is, this would never have happened in, in that place where things like this would never have happened.
Okay.
Meanwhile, in microcosm, the villagers were getting very angry about having nothing to do.
Thank you.
That's better.
You've got to speak up for yourself, haven't you?
Questioning. But what have we got to do?
Nothing. We just sit around being stereotypes and illustrate the chaotic effect of Action Man's policies.
That sounds boring.
Well, that's what being in a sitcom's all about.
I thought it was about jokes.
That's right. It's been half an hour and we haven't had one yet.
Hello, everyone! Old job again!
Have you got the joke?
Perhaps. But first of all, I bought the pay packets. Thanks a lot. Same time next week, everyone.
Oh, it's not very much, is it?
Not much. It's peanuts.
The boss says that's because...
This sounds like the joke.
You're all monkeys.
Did you hear that? It's a joke. Our first one. And just in time, I'll wager.
That was The Party Party by Murray Hunter, starring Morwenna Banks, Robin Driscoll, Robert Glenister, Hugh Laurie, and Clive Mantle, with Rory Bremner. The producer was Jamie Ricks. But now the Right Honourable Action Man, Prime Minister, addresses the nation.
Hello. How are you? Nice to be here. How am I doing, three?
Try this one.
I have in my hand a piece of paper. We shall fight them on the beaches. Never had it so good. Winter of discontent. Out of the trough and over the worst. Light at the end of the tunnel. So, act now, think later. Be busy, do things. Let's have change. Yes, change. Change for the sake of it. And then let's change it back again just to annoy people. How's that, three?
Great. Keep going.
Right. And the first change is going to be the redistribution of speech impediments. All the good ones are being creamed off by the politicians. Well, I think that's about everything. I don't want to drown you in a deluge of clichés. So, instead, a quick song.
No!
Oh, yes. My baby left me, I feel so blue. It's driving me crazy, I don't know what to do. Thanks, bye.
That with a broadcast to the nation by the Prime Minister. The now follows a programme with a lot of S's in the title.
This is the stuff, eh? A Prime Minister's broadcast to the nation with one of those wacky bits at the end, just when you thought I'd finished.
This is Radio 4.
Hang on. Right.